Sports Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
On today's edition of Sports Spotlight, we examine the impact that road races and marathons have had on the local sports tourism sector. I'm Theodore Henry. Get your sports fix now. For Alfred Fran of Francis and a few like-minded Jamaicans, running is more than a passion. It's a way of life. So much so that it has taken him around the world as he tried to conquer the various landscapes worth the challenge. Seeing the interest that road races and marathons have generated overseas, he and his fellow runners from the Jam Dammers Running Club sought to bring that experience to Jamaica. That idea gave birth to the Reggae Marathon 15 years ago, an event which has become hugely popular. In the 15 years since the first Reggae Marathon, road races have taken off in a major way in Jamaica, with one happening in some parts of the country almost every month. With the proliferation of road races, these events have become a key component of Jamaica's sports tourism framework.
We have also seen the proliferation of road races in Jamaica, where persons seeking to foster a healthy lifestyle and also use it as a means to raise funds to facilitate worthy causes. This has been, a tremendous success.
Co-organizer of the Reggae Marathon and Road Race Director of Running Events Limited, Alfred Fran of Francis. Running Events Limited coordinates a number of the road races staged in the country. And as Mr. Francis mentioned, a key factor in the surge in popularity of road races is their effectiveness as a fundraising tool.
We have found that a lot of persons wanted to do runs to raise funds. So it's a double whammy and a win-win, because persons who need the focus to keep physically active have that, and also you make money for a worthy cause.
Well aware that they can contribute to a worthy cause and keep fit doing it, Jamaicans in the diaspora and other foreign nationals have been taking annual trips to the island to participate in road races, adding another dimension to the country's sports tourism profile.
We're running events is concerned. Our calendar is placed on the Jamaica Tourist Board website, and with annual events now, and persons can look at a calendar and plan. Persons plan their visits also.
To give us an idea of just how interested foreigners are in participating in local runs, Mr. Francis had this to say.
With Reggae Marathon, last time we had visitors from over 35 countries, right? And the largest contingent came from the US. And it's almost a 50-50 split between Jamaicans and foreigners that come to Reggae Marathon.
He firmly believes that if more importance is attached to marketing Jamaica as a destination for road races, the potential benefits for Jamaica's economy stand to be great.
In the U.S. alone, let's say approximately 4 million persons participated in road running events. If we can take even 10% or 1% of that coming to Jamaica, if you see that every person who comes here spends $1,000, then that would be a million U.S. at every instance. Where the economic impact is concerned, that each one of these runners that come, we can't even say they bring one person with them, because a lot of them come as group and they come and they run and they have a trip to stay for a while and have fun. So the economic impact is just fantastic.
Co-organizer of the Reggae Marathon and Road Race Director of Running Events Limited, Alfred Fran of Francis. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. For producer Vaughn Davis, I'm Theodore Henry, with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next week for another edition of Sports Spotlight.
Ruthan! Ruthie! You know what? Let me turn off this pipe here, yeah? Because I can't understand how she left the bucket full and the water run over. She no realize the water scarce. Ruthan!
Hey, Sandra! It's what?
You leave the pipe running and the bucket look like it's long time it full. Look how the ground wet.
Thank you for turning it off, my dear. Because in this dry season, we can't afford to be wasting this precious commodity.
Use water wisely. For water conservation tips, visit odpem.org.jm.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.